We're up to Parakei, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Around page Kuf Tzadik or so, or Kuf Pei Ches maybe in yours. Arba Midais Bideis. Kuf Pei Vav. Okay. Arba Midais Bideis. There are four sorts of temperaments. Noyach lichais v'noyach laratzais. There are people who get angry quickly, but it's easy to appease them. It's easy to calm them down afterwards. Yatzascharei behefseidei. Now, such a person, well, it's very nice that it's easy to calm him down, but if he gets angry quickly, just not worth it. Kasha lichais. It's hard to get him angry. The kasha laratzais, but once he's angry, man, it's hard to calm him down. Yotze hefseidai bischarei. Hefseidai means the negative aspect of such a nature. He is canceled by the schar, by the fact that there's something good about him, that he doesn't get angry easily. Kashalichais v'noyach l'ratzeis chasid. Somebody who doesn't get angry easily, and when he does get angry, is easily appeased, is a righteous man. Noyach lichais v'kashal l'ratzeis. Somebody who is easy to anger, it's hard to calm him down. Rasha, that's a evil man. So, of course, the question is that how can you say Rasha if you're talking about a temperament of a person? It's something he's born with. So, how can you call him a chassid or a Rasha? All the other, for example, the next Mishnah is going to say four aspects of a person. I'm not going to say good or bad. I'm just going to talk about whether it's beneficial or not beneficial. But it can't call him a Rasha, an evil person. So here we have the Dubna Magid's explanation that Rapam was fond of saying. And he said that the nature of a person is that some people are trigger happy, they're quick to respond to things, and some people are slow to respond to things, what I like to call wet brain and dry brain. The Rambam says some people have a wet brain, which means that their brain quickly responds to things. So if people are dry brain, they're, doesn't help going under a hair dryer. Doesn't change it. It's a nature. Rambam says you open a person up, you find he has a dry brain, that's a person who is slow to respond to things. So if somebody is quick to anger and quick to be appeased, that's a consistency in a nature, in a human being's nature. Someone is slow to anger and slow, say he's a dry brain person. He's slow to get anger and slow to appease. So at least he's consistent. It's his nature. You have a person who's quick for one and slow for the other. That's not a human nature. It's one of them is his nature and the other he worked on. So if he gets angry quickly, but you can't calm him down, that means he became very haughty. He's a haughty person. His nature is, to be easy to get angry and easy to appease, but it's hard to appease him because of his gaiva or the reverse. So at any rate, this is the response. The idea, once again, of Maisa Mechichin Zezeh, that, a person says, I'm sorry, God, that's my nature. So, okay. If it's your nature, it's your nature, but you have to be consistent. If for good, you have a slow nature, and for bad, you have a quick nature, that's a rush. Alright, so this mission is easy to know the lesson. The lesson is try to be slow to get angry and quick to appease. Let's see the next mission. Arba midas b'talmidim. There are four sorts of students. Mohir l'shmaya u'mohir l'abed. Some people, they get it quickly, but they also lose it quickly. They understand things quickly, but they don't retain it. So it's nice to get it quickly, but if you don't remember it, so the benefit is lost because of the hefzit. Kashal ishmaya v'kashal abed. It's hard for him to understand, but once he understands it, he retains it. It's hard for him to lose it. Yotza hefzeide v'scharai. So that's good. All right. It's a problem that it's hard for him to grasp things, but once he grasps it, at least he retains it. A wise man is somebody who understands quickly and retains it. Somebody who finds it hard to understand and quickly loses it, zechelik ra, that's a tough portion. That's a difficult portion. Here it's already a little harder to understand what the Mishnah is teaching us. Anybody have a suggestion? Like what, the Mishnah is telling us, some people, this nature, that nature, third nature, fourth nature, this is good, this is hard. What's
it talking cognitively or temperamentally, like, you know, you listen, but then
it's
you
talking,
keeping what you're using, what you...
I don't think it's an issue of temperament, I think it's an issue of nature. Some people just have a good memory and some have a poor memory.
Gemara says that, Baruch Mishmaitz is Yad Deshmaya. Baruch Mishmaitz, to remember it, is the union of Svat Deshmaitz. You get daven for that, maybe.
Daven for it. Okay. Gemara says that working on things can help a person. Yogati Umatsasi, that comes from Yigiyah. Yeah. And Sukhi Shmaitz, I'll leave it in Hilchas, Gemara says Yashmai. To be able to understand things with a good spin, that's... So I'm really not sure what the lesson of the Mishnah is. But one thing we do see from the beginning is that people should work more on retaining than on understanding. It seems to say a person should chazer more than a person should work, because it seems to say that the biggest schar is retention. And we all are frustrated by our inability to retain. It's the hardest thing in learning, is for a person to retain the things that he learns. It's very, very difficult. Okay, let's see the next. Arba midos b'nos nei tzedakah. Four types of charitable people. Haraisa sheyitein v'lo yitnu acherim. Some people want to make donations and they don't want others to give. That's such a common thing. But he wants to have the whole schus for himself. Einoi ro'o b'shel acherim. He has a bad eye klape others. Yitnu acherim v'hu lo yitein. If he wants, others should give, and he should not give. Some people like that. He's stingy. If he wants to give, and he wants others to give, chassid, that's a righteous man. He's not going to give, and he doesn't want others to give. He dissuades others from donating. So that's a rasha. So Rav Druk used to tell the story of a certain Adam Gadol, one of the Gedali Rishalayim, I don't remember which one. The story he told, as I best recall, see, I went to Eretz Yisrael the same 3 weeks every summer, or 2 weeks every summer. So I was always there for Parshas of Haschanan and Ekev. So I think Ekev has Pesach Tiftach Yotcha La'ani, so, you know, in Shvi, over 15 years, I heard the same stories many times. So one of the stories he liked to tell, it gets me, I can't remember who. What? Yeah, but I'm not remembering. I'm Kosher Noyach La'abed. I don't remember who it's about. But he told a story about a certain person who was approached in Yerushalayim, in the old Yishuv. Maybe Mark will remember who it was. I don't know. There was some need that was very touching, a very touching need. So he said he and his wife didn't have any money, but they had the naden, that little packet of money that they got. And it was kept on top of their chest, which they kept their clothing. And above it, they had a box, and in it was their naden. That was the worldly possessions. And, in the box was the naden. He was very moved, and he gave it away. He said his wife every morning used to tap into the box to make sure it's there every morning. So the next morning, before breakfast time, he ran away from home. Like, he left home. And, now I remember. I don't remember who, I remember the details. It was somebody was imprisoned by the Turks at the time, and they needed money to get him out of prison. And they were bribing the jailkeeper to let him out. So he went and he gave his money to somebody. He said, how much you need? This, how much you need? That's my naden. He gave it all away. And the next morning he didn't want to come home because he knew his wife will find out and he's going to get it, you know, and not get the naden. He's going to get it over his head. So he stayed in the Beis Medrash. Instead of going home for breakfast, he just stayed in the Beis Medrash all day. Sure enough, his wife gets up in the morning and she fails into the box. It's empty. She can't figure out what's going on. She's waiting for her husband to come home. They're not coming home, and she gets suspicious. So about 2 hours later, there's a knock on the door, and the jailkeeper, who they were bribing, comes running in, huffing and puffing. And he says that, you see this bag of money? This is what you paid me to let Yankel out of jail. So she doesn't know what he's talking about. He says, you know, the authorities found out, they're after me, and I'm going to get in a lot of trouble. And they're going to take it away from me. So I was thinking, who can I trust in the world to hold on to the money? He said, they told me that you gave all this money. I figured you I could trust. So this jailkeeper tells her, here's your bag of money back, the way you got it. And here's another bag, this is my money, that I need someone to hold. I'm running away. The authorities are going to take away whatever I have. And when I come back, you'll get it back. So she goes, she takes the two bags and she sticks it into the box. And this man comes home in the evening. He sneaks into the house and his wife tells him what happens. So this is going to be a story about a Yerushalmi Yid. So this Yid is a little tzabrachin. He says, I don't understand. I had such a schus. The Pidyashvuyim is the biggest tzedakah. And here I gave away my money and God threw it back in my face. What did I do wrong? So he said he couldn't imagine. The man says, I can't figure out what did I do wrong. So he says, Ma'ayim b'maysav, he thought about it. He came to the conclusion that the Mishnah says, Arba midas b'naysi tzedakah, haraysa she'itin v'lo yitnu acherim, ayinay ra b'shal acherim. He said that, look, I took the whole mitzvah for myself. I should have left a few dollars for someone else. I grabbed the whole mitzvah myself, so that's why this never happened to me, that the mitzvah got thrown back in my face. So I'm not sure what the moral of that story is, but Rav Druk used to tell it about the innocence of the original Yerushalmi Jews. Yeah. I know somebody who's 11th generation Yerushalmi. So sometimes it's very, I don't know many Yerushalmi Jews, you understand, but I don't have much in common with them. I wish I did. But people complain to me about this, the Haredim should share in the burden, they should drift. So I tell them, I know this 11th generation Yerushalmi. So he says, look, I'm here before the Israelis came, before the Zionists came. 11 generations, we're just sitting and learning a whole day and we're doing nothing else. So, who's coming in and telling me, what to, so when you hear Yerushalmi Jew like that, talking, it's a little different than, you have people that are busy, the cool guys who are busy sitting in the cafes all day. 11th generation Yerushalmi is really a holy Jew. I like, he's tremendously devoted to Tzarchei Tzibah.
Was there any work
for
the
people? What? If you want, I'll give you his number. He'd be happy to talk to you. He even talks English. Very, very nice person. At any rate, this is the idea of tzedakah. Everything is not a chiddush. The chiddush is, arayis ha-sheet and v'lo yitnu acherim. That's bad. You want to give all the money and no one else should give? Okay. I'd like to meet that fella, Mishnah Yudala. Arba midas b'halchei l'beis ha-medrash. There are four midas in people who go to a study hall, go to learn. That's the chiddush. Someone who goes to learn, he gets there, and nothing happens. He doesn't understand, or he's tired, he falls asleep. He still gets schar for going. Someone who learns at home, and doesn't go to base medrash, so he gets schar for his learning, but he's missing schar for schar halicha. Somebody who goes and does is a chassid. Loi ha'ilach v'loi ha'isa. Someone who doesn't go, doesn't do anything, rasha. So that's also it's a rasha. He didn't do anything bad. Just not going to the Beis Medrash. So he doesn't go to the Beis Medrash and he doesn't do the things a person is supposed to do in the Beis Medrash. That's a rasha. Tezvav. Arba midas b'yoshu lefnei chachamim. This is a tricky Mishnah. There are four types of people who sit and listen to shir. Svug, a sponge. What's a sponge?
Absorbs everything.
Mashpech is a funnel. You pour it in, it goes right out the bottom. Mishameres is a strainer that you pour wine through, or juice through to separate the sediment from the, from the good product. Vinapa, and a sifter that's used for flour. So, let's see it the way we understand it. Svug, shusefik esakoyel. I would understand the sponge that absorbs everything, that's great. Right? He's going to say on the bottom that it's not great. We'll see why. Reb Chaim Volozhin will explain. Mashper, shemachtes bezu, maitzi bezu. It goes in one end and out the other end. Like diet soda, right? Nothing stays. Nothing is retained. Everything goes in, goes out. That's certainly an unfortunate person. Mishameres, shemaitzia esayayim, v'kolettes esashmarim. Someone who lets the wine go and catches the sediment. That's pretty bad. V'napa, shemaitzia esakemach, v'kolettes esasailas. A napa is a sifter that allows the flour to go through and catches
the fine flour.
How does it catch only the fine flour? I'm not sure exactly how this works, but some tool that catches the better rather than the worse.
So let's see how he explains it
in the bottom. Arba midas yesh lechacham. There are four midas of people listening to a shir. Svug shu seifig. Listen to what he says. Kabaya svug. If you have a sponge. Shekaydis l'saychay kol minei mashkin. It's not a sifter. It doesn't separate. It absorbs all types of liquid into the sponge. Va'achar shesaych din oisai. And when you squeeze it out, hinei hamashka hayayitze mimenu hi mu'ureves mekol minei mashkin shenichnesu bay. So what's inside is a mixture of all kinds of drinks. I have a grandson who comes to our house. He likes to make a cocktail. He takes any liquid, you know, a little grape juice and orange juice and apple juice and milk, puts it all into the same cup and he mixes it. Someday he's going to be a chemist, you know. And he mixes it all. So it's not good. He doesn't drink it at the end. You know, he just makes a mixture of everything that he can. That's the svug. The svug is somebody who's not discerning in the things he absorbs. He doesn't deposit it in the right place. And he ends up confused. He hears all kinds of things and doesn't have the wherewithal to make a distinction between the different things he learns. So the mashkin that comes out is a mixture of everything. Kein Talmud. Shekimel merabe kama pshatim vinyanim ze'achar ze. A Talmud who learns many different things from his Rebbe. V'akach ha'shelmet es ha'talmud einay oimer kol dovel ha'atzmai al-seh der ha'nochein. He does not able to repeat things and separate them. Raku ma'arev kol ha'pshatim yachad. He doesn't understand what's going on. So such a person is a svug. I remember every once in a while in yeshiva I give Rav Tzadik shir. I don't like to do it consistently because it loses the time, but every once in a while I do it for 8 weeks or for 3 weeks or for 5 weeks. They collected, I have, I think, 91 over the years, 91 that are recorded. So the Reb Tzadik Shir originally, the first time I did it right after Mincha. Bayasi after Mincha Seder. So like the first 20 minutes, you know, everyone goes out, hang up your jacket, put away your hat for Mincha, you know. So that 20 minutes I chapter around. So everybody came. Now, Machshav is not for everybody, but it wasn't good because there's some people that don't chap. They're like a svug. They mix everything together. So I remember I learned one of my favorite topics that I like to talk about, the difference between the heart and the intellect, the emotion and the intellect. The person separating things that he knows with his head and things they separate that he knows emotionally. And a person has to train himself. So there's one fellow there, he was a very good learner when it came to Gemara. But he came after, over to me, he said, I enjoyed it so much, it was really great. Just one little thing I didn't understand was that. What's in the heart and the head? Isn't it exactly the same thing? As he said to me, he understood everything except for that. So I told him, you know what, it's Seder now, we'll talk about it at a different time. So after that, I started doing the Reb Tzadik Shir at 9 o'clock in the morning. So people that had a real interest in it, you know, they came, and the people that had no appreciation for it didn't come. So that's the svug. The svug, he was a good person, but he just had no shaychus. Mashpeh, shabach b'zu, b'zi b'zu, shosheicheach tamid, takeif mashashoma merabba. He forgets everything, that's easy. It was not easy to be that way, but it's easy to touch the Mishnah. Mishaberes, Shabbat Yisiyai, Vekalat Esas Shemar, Sheesh Loi, Sechel Yashar, Shumavar Rapshotim Amitim Vatayvim, Amitim Vayim. He's able to separate the good from the bad. Vakaletas Asashvarim, I'm Ashain and Achavem, Asain Eimer Klum. So here's Fakir. He cuts out the Shmarim, and he doesn't say the things that are meant to be, not of value. Ki yodua, ki shaloim de bi'yun halacha, betchila lapamim oilin kama svara shenim amitim. If you sit and learn, and you want to come to a maskana, you go through many svaras. Some svaras are not true. But in order to work things out, you have to contrast what's right or what's wrong. So you say two ways to learn, A and B. And then you end up, B is right. So you have to separate the A from the B. So that a person can come to a conclusion. So Mishmeres is good. He separates the wine from the sediment. He has a bent, curved understanding. He likes the svaras that are wrong. That sometimes are a person's first impression. So he's fitting into the Mishnah that way. That when the wine goes through, that's good. And so Moitzia Esayayin is what you end up with, the good stuff. Moitzia Esakemach is ending up with the bad stuff. V'kolates Esasilas. Mishnah Tezayi, Kol Ava, Shipluya Bedavar. Any love that's dependent on something, batel dava, batel ava, that's not real love. If you love someone because he does something for you, so it's dependent on something, then it has no kiyum. She'ena tluya bedavar, an unconditional love, ena betela la'ilam, that has a permanence. Ezi ava tluya bedavar, what is an ava that's dependent on something? Zu avas amnoin v'tamar. Amnoin was the oldest son of David HaMelech, and Tamar was his stepdaughter, and they were Amnon raped Tamar in Navi, one of the terrible incidents in Navi, and Avshalom ultimately had Amnon killed. So that love, the Pasuk says, he loved her so much, he pursued her, he forced her, but as soon as he got his gratification, so it says, God lasina, asher sana b'saif mi'ava, that he loved her from the beginning. Because there was no love. It was just a pursuit of self-gratification. And a selfless ava is the ava between David and Yainasin. Of course, the question is, how do you come to an ava, how do you come to a love that's not totally in anything? And it's a very selfless love for somebody you see as a good person.